It's the Reader's Notebook for Thursday, April 22nd, 2021. It's Thursday again, and today as we rummage around in the crayon box, we discover that one seems to come in an endless variety. There's royal, turquoise, cobalt, midnight, baby, and robin's egg, just for starters. You're right. On today's word feature, it's all about the blues. How did strict puritanical laws governing behavior, especially on Sunday, come to be called blue laws? The first such laws, purported to have been devised by the New Haven colonists in Connecticut, got the name blue from the adoption of blue as the color of the strict Presbyterians of the true blue pro-Parliament party in England. And then we hear about a blue moon. Why do we use the expression once in a blue moon to mean very rarely? Because the phrase originally meant never, and a blue moon was supposed to never occur. But moons of blue color have been seen after certain volcanic eruptions and occasionally through smoke-laden fogs, and for this reason perhaps the phrase now means rarely ever. And why is something special called a blue ribbon this or that, such as a blue ribbon panel or a blue ribbon jury? Well, that's because an Englishman who was made a Knight of the Garter was given a blue rosette to wear at his knee, and also because the Knights of the Grand Cross, the French Order of the Holy Ghost, at one time the highest order in France, wore a blue ribbon as a badge of membership. And finally, where did we get the name blue stocking for a woman with extensive knowledge? Back in 1400, there was a society of ladies and gentlemen organized in Venice that was called Della Calza. This society was distinguished by the blue stockings its members wore. In 1590, the custom was introduced into Paris, where women of learning adopted it. Then in 1750, a group of English women picked up the idea and formed what they called the Club Bas Bleu, French for blue stocking. They too, as well as the men in their circle, wore blue hosiery. This created quite a scandal, since blue was originally the color of servants and others in low circumstances in England. The women who belonged to this group all made a point of making their conversation serious, and so today, a well-informed woman who loves to inform others, often at great length, is also called a blue stocking. And there you have it. I'm J.D. Reeder, and this is the Reader's Notebook for April 22nd, 2021. Write it on your heart that every day is the best day of the year.